This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy in the car, just like you? Right now, times are really tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to make your drive around Melbourne fun. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
And you're listening to Saturday Magazine with Janet Jukes and myself, Tass. And now our very special guest, Melbourne's favourite and only Lord Mayor, Sally Capp. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Tass and Janet. Lovely to see you and thanks for having me.
Great Good to morning. Have you back in the studio. How was your morning?
I'm melting.
It's pretty hot.
Is anybody else feeling that way? Yes. I'm trying to make melting look good and it's not working at all. So I did buy a whole lot of Calippos on the way in this morning.
Thank you for
those. I've been putting them on my face and on my neck and also enjoying them. So a little bit of coolness. But it feels like the change is coming through on the walk here this morning.
It looks like it too, doesn't it?
Sally, it's 29 degrees at the moment.
Right, still
it
hot.
Didn't get below 26 overnight. We had the cooler on all night and complained about it. But once we opened the door this morning and walked out into the house, I thought, thank God.
That's why you did it. We didn't do that. And I can tell you it was not a good night's sleep because it was so warm.
Yeah, pretty sticky. Mm.
It is summer.
This is in your new abode in Docklands.
That's right.
How's it going? How's it going?
It's terrific. Thank you. Great views of Melbourne. Reminds us daily that we are a water city or a city on water, which is very relaxing, and we have rowers and dragon boaters and all the fun boats that go out, and there's always something happening down there. It's fantastic.
So, Sally, you were living in a an apartment, like a high-rise apartment or one of those?
Yeah, a big life change. Mm. My husband, I sort of had to drag him there because he's, you know, he's a Hawthorne boy, born and bred, and all our family is there as well, so I could really understand it. But he's really settled in now, and he says it's like Aldi. It's good
Aldi.
Different. It's
oh, good different. Different.
You've got to let me get the punchline out.
Good different.
I've got to get that timing right. Good different, and it really is. And it's great to be in the city. And whenever I leave an event in the evening or walk out in the morning, I feel like I'm already home or I'm already at work. It's lovely.
Is it easy to get to and from?
Well,
and around?
It is. So
it
easy.
Is.
We're lucky in the city. Those free trams.
Mm.
So that's another blessing for me. I should walk more. And I do stride around as much as I can. And of course, I've got a bicycle.
I was going to say, of course, the bike paths.
Mm. So, and they're improving. I mean, the ones on William Street are absolutely luxurious.
Yeah,
there's so
great.
Much room. It's gorgeous. So living in the city really is a privilege, given that so many things are on your doorstep. It's so easy to get around. And, of course, living and working in the city.
Can I ask you for a favour?
Oh.
Could you please talk it up a bit more with my partner? I'd love to live in the city.
All right. Well, looking forward to catching up next.
I'll have
Andrew ready. He's converted. So he can tackle that.
I think once Ian would move into the city, he'll be fine. He does have a bit of a fantasy about having a dog and fruit trees and, you know, jam making sort of bench space and all that sort of stuff. You can still do all of that in the city.
Of course you can. I don't know how many fruit trees you could get onto a balcony, but it's worth a try.
Kumquats go in pots, don't they?
Yeah, depends on how much jam you want to make, I guess.
Now, Sally, did you get to the carnival last week, Midsummer Carnival?
I did, absolutely loved it. It's always, there's just
Actually,
the most
that was a really
amazing
dumb
positive
question.
Energy.
That was a really dumb question. I heard you speak. Of course you were there.
Yes, thank you, Tess. It was a good lead-in, though. I'm taking it as one of your prompts for the next part of the conversation. You were there. I was there. Thousands of people were there. The most positive energy. everybody just being themselves, and I mean letting it all hang out. I have a lot of admiration for people that can walk around in Speedos. It was amazing to see. I think you could based on what I saw.
I think I gave it up about 30 years ago.
Yes.
No. So a lot of courage. But it's not just those things. It's the courage of people to come along and be themselves. But the great thing about the festival is that everyone is so welcomed and embraced. Yeah. And there's that, I don't know, it's just that most amazing energy and feeling. And
also,
we really enjoy it.
It's quite a different crowd too, isn't it, from other LGBTIQ events? It's much more family. It's much more, you know, people who only come into Midsummer come in for that event.
I think the family theme is yeah, absolutely. And, of course, there's a whole kids zone now, yeah, as well. And I loved, you know, people watching is one of my favourite things. And around in the picnic sort of area, there was one group of, if you'd saw them in any other environment, you'd assume they are the toughest bikies in town.
Yes, but no.
All sitting there with their kids,
yep,
picnic lunches, music happening, all of that sort of stuff. Absolutely loved it. So it's a festival for everyone.
Mm. I think it's good fun. I really enjoy it.
And more stalls than ever before, I heard.
I'd like more shade, though.
That, I did notice that. Gee, it was hot, wasn't it?
It was hot.
Everyone was crammed into little shadows. So, well, maybe we work on that for next time.
Fantastic.
We could probably put up some of those shade cloths, couldn't we?
And, of course, there's festivals this weekend as well.
It sort of feels like it's never ending in Melbourne, doesn't it? And we're lucky for that. A lot of Sydneysiders down for the tennis, particularly, yes, yeah, Chinese New Year, and, of course, the Pride March. Mm-hmm. And it's great talking to them because I've got siblings and aunts and uncles that live in Sydney, and the physical beauty of Sydney is really something to behold, you know, world class. But it's just meant that Melbourne has worked that much harder at the substance and the experience and activities and things that stimulate and engage. And I think we've done it pretty well. And certainly that's the feedback we get from a lot of people. So the tennis finals are on. So sad that Ash Barty's not in the final. But
look,
it doesn't matter. She's awesome.
I don't get the tennis thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't?
No. Ian used to get corporate tickets all the time. He had a box and he had to entertain. And I had to turn up and do the sort of plus one thing for years on end. And after a while, I just had to say to Ian, can you please find someone else to go?
Has that put you off tennis, though? I hope not. It's a great game.
I don't get it. I don't get most sports, to be honest.
I love watching the tennis.
No, I don't get most sports.
I can get into the tennis, but my wife, Deb, gets to go every year with the minister and you know, she's not really into the tennis and it just drives me mental. She always gets these fantastic seats directly behind the players or whatever.
Wow.
And gets to, you know, Rod Laver
Arena.
But
it's not even a good networking event because you're not allowed to talk. So what's the point?
Well, that's perfect for... I love that.
Of course,
if
you enjoy the sport. This corporate stuff, come on. Most people go to actually enjoy the sport and to see the best of the best.
That's right.
And that's what having a Grand Slam is all about. And, of course, Melbourne's the only city, I've been saying this a lot lately, that has a Grand Slam and a Grand Prix. So that's a testament to all the infrastructure but also all the support these events get. Chinese New Year continues this weekend.
It certainly does.
And it's
does.
The
what are you
awakening
doing?
Of the dragon procession tomorrow morning in Chinatown. Chinatown and the Dailong Association has the biggest dragon in the world.
No,
it stretches
here in Melbourne.
More than 100 metres.
Here in Melbourne.
It is spectacular.
There's a bit of a competition around the size of dragons, isn't there, around the world? Like, if, you know, when they get a new one, which isn't that often.
Everybody likes a big one.
Oh, they're very expensive. Yeah.
Thank you, Taz.
I wasn't going there.
Well, you know what they say. Big is better, don't they? Something they say.
Now, if you like or don't like what we're saying, you can actually send us a message. Email us onair@joy.org.au or send us a text at 0427569949. And if you've just tuned in, we're chatting with Sally Capp, Melbourne's Lord Mayor.
And we're talking about what's happening around Melbourne because the other big thing tomorrow, of course, is the Pride March.
Of course.
the Midsummer Pride March. So we have a dragon awakening procession at 11 and we have a Pride March at 11. So
how do you do
competing
two things
interests?
How do you do two things
well,
at the one
we've,
time?
Well, we've split up the roles and we've got more than 100 staff in the parade tomorrow. Everyone's very excited. A couple of councillors are going as well to support, and our CEO, who's relatively new, is leading the charge on the Pride March. I will be here in Chinatown at the Awakening Dragon Procession.
Fantastic.
So it'll be good.
Yeah, fantastic.
And what's been the response to... because there have been New Year's... Chinese New Year events that have been cancelled all over the place, like Box Hill, for example. Mm. What's going on? Are people taking extra precautions or...?
Good question.
And I'm talking about the coronavirus, of course, and the impact on the Chinese community in particular.
Yeah, and we've been monitoring it more than daily, every few hours, just to understand what's happening. And, of course, we all look to the situation in China, and that in itself is scary as we see this virus continue to spread. But here in Australia, it's still fairly well contained. And the advice from the health authorities has been that at the moment, if it changes, of course, we can change plans. But at the moment, it's completely safe to go ahead with these sorts of activities, whether it's a Pride March or it's a Chinatown festival. We just need to make sure that people really do focus on their own personal hygiene, because that's something that is critical in these situations. So we're asking people to make sure that they've washed their hands, that they are careful when they cough. We've got lots of hand sanitizer. I think we've bought just about every bottle in Melbourne. We are making sure that the environment is such that people can come and have a good time. But we're also realistic, and we anticipate that the crowds will be down. And certainly as I've been moving around Chinatown this week, I have noticed that the crowds are down. I understand it. It's unfortunate, though. And when we've had the bushfires as well and the impact that's had on tourism and on economic activity and cultural activity, and now we have this coronavirus, it's been a really tough start to the year.
Oh, I think it's been shocking. I think we might... you know, leave coronavirus for another topic at a future week.
Well, maybe with an expert.
I think that's right. I mean, it'd be good to have somebody who has infectious diseases background and can talk to us about what is really going on.
And how do these things even start? Yeah. These mutations. It is fascinating and scary.
And it is a little bit odd, because there's a bit of confusion out there about what this really means and what impact it actually can have on communities. So,
and I think it feeds into that fear. You know, a lot of people are, you know, we've got the dust storms, we've got the bushfires, we've got viruses. It sort of feels like it's all hitting us at the beginning of 2020. Mm. So it's also about sort of understanding, you know, where that all fits in, where it's coming from.
Well, the Chinese tell me, of course, this is the year of the rat. It's the first sign of the Chinese zodiac, and some of the characteristics of the rat are about ingenuity and about agility and persistence, and we're certainly going to need all of those sorts of characteristics to keep tackling what we've faced this year so far.
I didn't know that. Mm. I didn't know what the characteristics of the rat meant. Paul, our producer, says good research.
I just got a tick. I come here just for that, Paul. You know that.
You're listening to Saturday Magazine with Janet and Jess. Jess.
Yes. So coordinated.
I looked across and I thought, where's Macca?
He's omnipresent.
He's on Twitter, isn't he? I'm watching it come through.
Yes, he's just sent us a text, actually, saying, enjoying listening to you guys and Sally Cap. So we didn't even get named. Janice.
Well, you're part of the family. But I feel like I'm sort of part of the family these days.
You are.
Yeah,
you are.
Very nice.
Now, speaking about being part of the family, I understand that you've taken on a new role with Joy.
An honour has been bestowed upon me of becoming a Joy ambassador.
So what's that about? What does that involve?
That's a very good question.
Macca hasn't written your job description yet then?
No, it's evolving. It's evolving. I do know that I am a co-ambassador with Peter Hitchener. I'm very excited about that. Mm-hmm. He's just such a lovely person.
I think we're doing a joint show with you and
Peter
at some point.
We're doing next March. Next month, yes, in March. So that'll
Looking
be fantastic.
Forward to that.
And... in the discussions leading into this new role was certainly a sense of the commitment to this radio station and the role that you play in the community, in the broader community, but also a commitment to everything, every issue and achievement that we want for the LGBTQI plus community in Melbourne, and a sense again of Melbourne as a city that not just embraces diversity but really sees diversity as a strength and a strength for our future. And that's certainly the approach that we're taking at the City of Melbourne. So we were delighted to have the honour of becoming involved in an ambassador program.
Fantastic. Mm.
The details beyond that, I do not know.
Do you think it means you can tell Macca what to do?
Oh, no, the other way around. I am expecting to
nothing
jump.
Changes there.
To jump, yes, when required. But that will be good. Look, and then I was asked earlier, is there a time frame around this? I thought, well, that's interesting. I assume it's 12 months and then another couple of fantastic ambassadors come in. Otherwise, it's an ongoing. Either way, I'm delighted.
I'd say it's for the term, for the length of your term as
mayor.
Really?
Okay. Well, thank you. Looking forward to that being for a very long time.
Yeah. Well. Well, you've got another 4 years, haven't you?
Only if I get in again in October.
Oh, of course. Yes. I forgot about that. You've got an election
coming
up.
You've mentioned the issue that should not be named. Thanks, Tess. I was feeling very relaxed until you mentioned it. Yes, it's a big year. But for this year, and for all the ways that I've been able to be involved, it's fantastic, including being a member.
Fantastic.
We've got all sorts of different people now listening to your show as well. My parents-in-law.
No.
Sister-in-laws and brothers.
Anyone from overseas? I've got a bit of a shout-out to Craig and Dawn over in London.
I haven't tried that. I must.
Anyone, because of course you can listen on a whole lot of different platforms.
You can. Well done. So I'll have to do an email out to all family spread around the world as well. So it's terrific.
Fantastic. Now, it's pretty busy in the city at the moment. There's all sorts of works, all sorts of activity taking place. Give us a bit of a sample of some of the iconic things that are happening at the moment.
Yeah, well, look, two of the bigger projects we're just starting really have a common theme in some ways, and that goes back to the heritage of this city. Firstly, on Elizabeth Street, we've had plans to upgrade Elizabeth Street at the Flinders Street end. It's one of our major pedestrian thoroughfares. In peak hour, there are about 9,000 people per hour moving through that area, and we really need to make it easier and more pleasant for people. So that's going to be a great upgrade. But at the same time, what we've realised is that Elizabeth Street, as you may know, is really a river, and there's still water that flows underneath it. And when we have big rain events, which we're expecting today, that is still a flood-prone area. And so that heritage of it as a river, and if you ever stand on the Yarra Street side of Flinders Street Station and right over Elizabeth Street and look at that water gushing out into the river when we have rain events, it's traumatic. It's dramatic. Yes. Go and have a look. It's incredible.
Noticed.
So it adds to the big river flow. Anyway, what we are doing with these works, as well as the streetscape so that it looks better and it's easier for people to walk around, is we're putting in a new drainage system as well so that we can handle those big rain events, and we're expecting one any moment. So that's going to be a big project. And then at the other end of Elizabeth Street, again with a heritage flavour, is, of course, our beloved Queen Victoria Market. We have a permit now from Heritage Victoria to go ahead with the restoration of the sheds, 12 sheds in total. Some of those date back to, the earliest ones are 1878. And we sometimes forget that because it's such a modern, busy market. We sometimes forget the age.
And it's a go-to. I mean, the Vic Market's so important for so many people. For me, it's the apple strudels. Go to the apple strudels at least once a month.
What do you mean?
The Vic Market, the apple strudels. Like, travel the world, you can't find as good a apple strudel.
As Vic Market?
As at the Vic Market.
Oh, there are so many things like that, the Bureks.
Everybody's
as well.
Got their thing. And so.
And yours is apple strudel.
It is there.
How interesting is
absolutely.
That, Janice?
My mum. The thing my mum and I enjoy when she comes to Melbourne, we go down there always.
That's
and have
great.
An apple strudel.
I know Ian used to have this thing with his youngest daughter. He couldn't get her out of bed for anything. But if you mentioned the M word, Marcus, She was up. She was up at, you know, 4:45 in the morning, to go.
Wow.
And they used to have father-daughter time, shopping around, buying stuff they didn't need, eating burek, drinking coffee, having hot donuts, and coming back home with a whole lot of food for me to deal with.
Sounds perfect. And there are lots of wonderful stories like that. People do have a personal connection to the market. That's right. Often. And so being able to restore those sheds to their glory is something we are looking forward to. It will mean some disruption around the market because we actually have to move traders out of spots to do the work, and there's this amazing coordination program going on. So if you get to the market and your favourite stall is not in its usual spot, please ask and go and search, because we will need to do some moving around over the next little while. But to think that we've got these amazing craftsmen coming in that have the skill sets to restore the beautiful woodwork and the way the timber and the steel trusses work together and the roof, and we're also adding in some great weatherproofing, which is important as well, because for the traders and their teams as well as customers who come along, we want everyone to be able to have a good experience whatever the weather. So that work is that work is
what are you doing about air conditioning out there?
That's a toughie. And look, we
handheld
seen...
fans might have to do the job.
That's right.
I bet somebody's up there selling them today, yeah. Tess, because they'd be perfect. The ones that have a little bit of a spray as well, which is nice.
I'm sure there. I'm sure so, there's at least several stores up there.
Always something interesting to find at the market.
Actually, Mac has got one of those sprays that, fans that spray water, which she had sitting in the living room for a while. And after a couple of weeks, he couldn't work out why the entire place was damp and wet. Guess where it is now?
Garage.
In the garden.
In the garden.
It's a good sprinkler.
That's right. And smoke and heat, I believe you're doing some fantastic work for homeless people in this.
Well, as we were saying earlier, it really has been an incredible start to the year. The dust storms, the smoke that we've seen in the air, and of course the heat. So what we do, and this is something that is that we have done for some time, so it's not brand new, but it's fantastic to make sure that people know about it, is for our rough sleepers or people experiencing homelessness, we provide movie tickets so they can get some respite from the heat. We're able to give them medical services if they're suffering any respiratory issues. We give them free entry and passes to our pools. So they can come and have a swim and cool off, all sorts of access to different facilities around the city to make sure that they've got somewhere cool to go and where the air quality is better.
Because certainly there seems to be a lot of people, or more and more people, every time I come in early on a Saturday morning. I'm sleeping rough. So that's, it's really important, I think, in this weather.
It is, and one of the key things we do, in fact, I was with a team member doing it yesterday, is giving out cold water just to make sure that people are hydrated. If they want to still sit outside and they might be under a tree or...
I think that's amazing. That's extraordinarily generous and kind and humane.
Oh, we need to do those things, yeah. Well, Melbourne is a caring city, and most people would agree with that. There's the bigger issue that Janet was just talking about in terms of increasing the amount of accommodation available for people experiencing homelessness, and that is a big project that we're taking on. Maybe we can talk about that in March, because we'll have some news to share, which would be fantastic.
Looking forward to hearing that.
Yes, absolutely.
How are we going for time, Paul?
You've got 3 more minutes.
Oh, we've got plenty of time.
What are we going to touch on now?
So we wanted to talk a bit more about...
Don't tell me you've run out of topics. You want me to suggest a few?
No, well, I actually wanted to talk a bit more about Midsummer and Pride.
Oh, good.
So have you been attending any of the Midsummer events?
That is a very good question. I haven't been to as many as I would like to, so thank you for prompting me. I think the Pride March tomorrow is good. But what we have loved about the events is that... and what's great about the festival is that there are so many events where people get to share their stories, and I think the courage of those people to do that, but also the leadership in terms of inspiring others, giving that sense of others are like me, you know, you're not on your own, I guess is what I'm trying to say. There have also been great events that have really stimulated and provoked stereotypes about people in the LGBTQI plus community, and I think the more that we can do that, the better, because at the end of the day, we're really all just people, aren't we?
Absolutely.
And challenging those stereotypes and creating more acceptance is really important. And then the other thing about a lot of the events that has been great is providing essential information for services and support that people might need.
Fantastic.
I thought that the start of this year when, and you'll have views on this, there was that very controversial situation in Brisbane with the reading in the library.
Oh, yeah.
And that young man who came in so strongly.
The drag queen storytelling to children.
And the young man who came in opposing that in such an aggressive way, and the horrible consequence of him taking his own life as a result of all the different pressures, to me, we just can't have that happening. We don't need the conflict in the first place, and we certainly don't need people to feel that they're in such a desperate situation without support and without understanding that they take they take action like that. So this is why Midsummer and the festival and all of the activities and events are so important.
That's right. Certainly not a them and us. It's we're all in it together, aren't we?
We certainly are. Sally, we're nearly out of time.
Oh, we are. Sorry.
But so what's next for you during for the rest of the weekend, or for the rest of the day, I mean?
Well, think of me. I'm going now to pick up my eldest son, who has been in Central America for 5 weeks. The good news is he's alive. The bad news is his bag is actually walking itself out of the airport.
So there'll be lots of fumigating
and other things going on. But we can't wait to hear all the stories. He has a great knack of leaving us voice WhatsApp messages. So we've been entertained over the 5 weeks on some of the adventures. But we're looking forward to more of that this afternoon. And this evening, I really hope that the weather holds out, because not only is it the women's final of the tennis, which we won't mention because Tess doesn't like the tennis.
But it's also
Australia Opera has an extravaganza on at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. Everyone should come and join. It's going to be spectacular. And it just, again, showcases the amazing talent we have here in Australia. So that's on.
That's a free concert
in the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl this evening. Come whatever the weather, there will be a lot of ponchos available.
A lot of ponchos available. Sally, have a
Thanks
great night. Thank
me.
You very
Lovely
much for coming into the studio again. Take care out there in the hot heat. It's still 29 degrees. It looks like it's about to thunder, but
it's exciting. And I'll see you with Hitch.
Look forward to it.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.